This is the Structuring Podcast.
G'day, welcome back. This is the Structuring Podcast. Terry Waugh here. Today's topic is who should be the trustee of a discretionary trust? All right, it's a big topic. Generally speaking, where there is risk involved, the trustee should be a company. And it should be a company which has no assets other than perhaps the $2 paid up capital. And the reason for this is if the trust is sued, it'll actually be the trustee that's sued. And the trustee will generally be indemnified out of the assets of the trust. However, if the trust's assets are not large enough, they're going to be personally liable and their personal assets will be at risk. So if a company is used, companies have limited liability. So generally, the companies are separate. Well, always the companies are separate legal entity to the people behind it. But generally, any liability stops there. So the directors, the shareholders, they're not liable for the debts of the company in general. So that's the reason why you would generally want to have a company. The other reason is that if the trust is borrowing, it'll actually be the trustee that borrows. So if Homer is the trustee of the Simpson Family Trust and the trust goes and buys a property, Homer's going to legally own that property and he's going to legally be the borrower of the loan. So that means his assets are personally at risk, as I just mentioned, but it also has an impact on serviceability because that is a personal debt of Homer. So if Homer goes out and he buys a house where he's not acting as trustee, he's going to be borrowing money. So the trust loan is potentially going to impact his potential borrowing capacity for that new loan. Where a company is involved, the borrower is actually going to be the company. So where there's a company as trustee, the borrower will be the company. And later on, when Homer goes out and gets a loan, there are some lenders who will disregard the debt of the company for the purposes of Homer's personal borrowing capacity. So that's another reason to consider a company. However, where the trust will not conduct a business, not own property, and not borrow money, there may be little risk. So if Homer sets up a trust, then the only thing the trust is going to do is hold shares on the ASX. That trust generally cannot be sued. If it only owns shares in ANZ, no one's going to be able to sue it. There is an exception if the trust holds shares in private companies because sometimes there are shareholder disputes and shareholders do sue other shareholders and they sue the company itself. But where there's ASX shares, if, for example, BHP goes under, the shareholder of BHP, they generally can't be sued. They might just lose the value of their shares, but they're generally safe. So where the trust is only going to hold marketable securities such as shares on the ASX, perhaps an individual trustee is fine. The other aspect people worry about is what happens if Homer's holding the shares as trustee and then Homer becomes bankrupt. Well, generally under the Bankruptcy Act, and I think it's Section 66, it basically says where a person holds assets for others as trustee, those assets are not available to creditors. So generally, the shares Homer owns as trustee would be safe if Homer became bankrupt. For example, if he was sued for defamation. The other aspect is death and the passing on control. It is easier if there's a company as trustee because title to the assets do not have to change. However, with shares on the ASX, it is relatively easy to change the owner from one person to another person where they are the new trustee of the trust. You'll just have to provide evidence that the trustee has been changed to the share brokerage firm. Changing trustees also doesn't trigger capital gains tax. But before you go out and do this on your own, make sure you do get legal advice from a solicitor. And that's it for this week.
You've been listening to the Structuring Podcast. Check out the show notes for today's episode at www.structuring.com.au/podcast.